Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Acme Joy 6.23 pound Marianne Browned Caramel Sex Pot Dual Tunnel Realistic Anal Clitoris Male Masturbator from Acme Joy. Okay, so this is the Marianne Brown Caramel Masturbator Ass thing. Basically, it's a, you know, your doggy style ass type of a toy, but it comes in a darker skin tone. So for those of you who like a little more melanin in your waifu, this might be exactly what you're looking for. Also, I was pleasantly surprised about this. This isn't just a normal kind of doggy style kind of ass, and they just put some pigment into the TPE. This is actually a different mold for guys who are a little bit girthier. So something I've noticed about a lot of these toys is they're kind of cookie cutter. You know, you review one, you know, fake vagina, you've reviewed all the faked vaginas. We've basically mapped the vagina pretty accurately at this point. Here's the problem. A lot of these toys, because they're made in Asia, they're based off of Asian anatomy. Now, which is fine. Like, if you are an Asian guy, or even a white guy with an average, you know, girthy penis, no problem. What if you're on the girthier side? The problem is a lot of toys just aren't made for you. So here's a toy. It's actually one of the first ones I've seen that's kind of like a doll type of a toy. It's actually a little bit girthier. So let me show you. So you can see that the toy, it doesn't have a skeleton. Let's just get that out of the way. There's no skeleton. There's no structure. But it's very light. It's only about 6.5 pounds. You can actually see there's like kind of a pubic hair texture. Now there's nothing actually there. It's a texture meant to simulate kind of the vulva. Very good detail work too. Look at that clitoris. Look at the vulva. Look at all the flips and flaps and flippity-doos. Very realistic. So yeah, no complaints there. And you can see it all kind of rounds out. Here's where it comes in. Look at this. I don't know, like, it may not be entirely obvious, but that is a pretty monster-sized hole in the butt, too. The butt is very wide. So if you're a girthier guy, this might be the toy for you. I mean, let's show you both sides. So obviously this is the missionary side. It's anatomically correct. The legs, butt kind of round out. Very pleasant to hold. It feels like just grabbing a pair of ass cheeks. You flip it over. It's got good shape, good feel. Obviously you can, you know, open it up and go in there. Looks like mine has a little bit of extra kind of texture. You could just tear that off. Not a big deal. I didn't notice that before. Anyway, okay, so you can see the texture. It's very realistic. Let's do a side-by-side. I'll show what I'm talking about. Okay, so here we have the Marianne, the brown butt, and then we have, I don't remember if this one even had a name. I don't remember this one's name either. Anyway, let's do a side-by-side. I'll show what I'm talking about. Okay, so first, let's just grab this middle one. Let me show you the holes. All right, so there's the holes. I'm not really sure how I can hold this open to demonstrate this, but maybe I could just show you. Can you tell? Like, maybe I can use both hands. It doesn't look like, the butthole looks about the same. I can tell you it's much roomier inside. I know that sounds weird. Actually, this thing's bothering me. Let me just get this out of there. But the butthole is much roomier. I bet I could stretch it out more too. Like, look at that butthole. That is a juicy butthole. Whereas this one, the butt is tighter. Like, the inside is tighter. It looks like the hole is about the same size. But you look at the vagina hole. You can see the difference in the vagina hole. The vagina hole on the brown one is much bigger. Well, not much bigger. You know what I mean. It's bigger. Okay, so let's try to do this one. So this one has actually like a skeleton. So this one might be harder or easier to do it side by side. I guess we'll find out together. You can see the butthole on the one with the legs is much smaller. And the vagina is also smaller. This may be hard to tell. Look at the detail work on the brown one. Look at that great detail work. I'm really impressed, not just with the pubic texture, but also with the detail on the labia. But you can see the hole is bigger. Okay, so some of you who are on the girthier side, who've been burned by toys before, you might be a little bit apprehensive to buy another toy. Maybe you've bought toys that promise to be perfect for girthier brothers, and you were just disappointed because it wasn't quite girthy enough. So I think I have a test that is sufficient to prove my point. This is a 16.9 fluid ounce bottle of Nature's Twist sugar-free lemonade, unopened by the way. I'm going to lube this up and I'm going to stick it in all three dolls and you'll see if it fits or not. I kind of guess that if it fits something like this, it should basically fit anyone. All right, the bottle is lubed and ready to go. We're going to try it out with the first one right here. Okay, so you're a thicker guy. You stick it in there. Now it does fit, but look at the stretchiness. So you're sitting there trying to go in and look out. I mean that, like, look, you can see in her stomach. It does fit though. I'm kind of forcing it though. Like, you can tell I'm forcing it. All right, so that's the middle one. All right, now let's try it with the legs. Oh, this one does not like it. This one does not like the bottle. It's really, really pushing back. This one's really not made for a guy this thick. Really pushing back, guys. Really pushing back. All right. Might need to re-lube it, actually. All right, we're back with more lube. Let's see if this was a fluke. Okay, it went in a lot easier that time. No, I mean, you could see, look at the stretch. It is very, very stretchy. All right. Now let's do the brown, whatever her name is. What's her name? All right. It went right in. Like, I know, like, you may have trouble believing me. Like, oh, he's just doing it for the review. No, it went right in. It, like, I didn't even have to re-lube it. Look at that. You getting this, camera guy? You getting this? It is just, it's just inhaling that bottle. And it's going in real smooth. It's not fighting me at all. Here, like, you can even see it poking out the front. So, I mean, if it can take this, it could take anything. Now, let's check out the butt. Look at that. Right up the ass. Look at that. Right in the pooper. No resistance. I didn't even re-lube it. I didn't even re-lube it. Anyway, so hopefully that was sufficient to prove my point. If you're a thicker guy, this is going to be your best bet. Like, it just is made for thicker guys, but it's still tight. So sometimes a little bit looser still feels good, is good. So I enjoyed this. I actually enjoyed using this. It's made for girthier guys, but it will absolutely work if you have a normal size penis, normal girth. It does feel good. It's a little bit looser, just a little bit. You'll still enjoy it. You'll still climax. It'll just take a little bit longer because it's less tight, which might be a good thing. Maybe you want to kind of work on your stamina. And you don't want something that's going to, like, just crank on your dick and make you come in less than a minute. So anyway, as this goes as a toy compared to similar toys, I would say this is a good buy. It's light. It has a unique feel because it's a little bit wider. Also, if your waifu has dark skin, all the better. You don't have to use this with a body pillow, by the way. You can just use it, like, on your lap. You can masturbate with it. You can do whatever you want. It's not just for body pillows, but it obviously pairs with a body pillow. So if your waifu has dark skin, absolutely pick this up. If you're a girthier guy, absolutely pick this up. If you're a guy who wants something not as tight, maybe you want something more realistic. You don't want, like, tight Asian pussy or virgin pussy. You want something like, you want something between a college girl and single mom. You know, you're looking for something in that range, not quite tight as like a virgin, but not quite loose as a single mom. Here you go. Anyway, that's all I've got. Check out the coupon code to save a little bit of money on this toy. This is also good for the entire website. So maybe you don't want this toy, but you want to check out some of the other toys they have at the website. The coupon code is good for the whole site. So use the coupon code, save a little bit of money, check this out. Thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.